Hallelujah. As our pastor comes forward, Russell T. Perkins, my best friend, my pastor, the shepherd of Bread of Heaven Church. Hallelujah. If you would stand, please, as he comes forward to give us a word from the Lord. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Our scripture today, John 18:36, and then we'll go to 1 Timothy 6. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." 1 Timothy 6:10-12. "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We trust that God will bless the reading of his word." And before we go into prayer, I want you to know the topic is the good fight. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, our hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah. Our hallelujah belongs to you. You who are almighty. You who knows everything about us. You who love us in spite of us. And Lord, we praise you. We lift you up, Lord. We thank you. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And we praise you. You are great, greatly to be praised. There's none like you. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And teach us how to be still and know that you're God. Lord, we come to you, Lord, because we need you. We come to you, hallelujah, because your name is glorious and powerful and wonderful and all-seeing, Lord. And Lord, hallelujah, we can put our trust in you. We don't have to worry about today. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. We don't have to worry about anything. Lord, you have us, Lord, hallelujah. And Lord, we're thankful. We're thankful. Hallelujah. We could never deserve the grace that you have given us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you. We lift you up. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. I was blessed to go see my big brother on Friday, which was his 70th birthday. Hallelujah. And it was a blessing. To go see him. And as I was preparing this message, I remember some of the things we used to talk about when we were younger. And he used to talk about the art of fighting without fighting. And I knew he was reading certain mystical or things. But there was some truth in what he was saying. Jesus is talking to Pilate. He's on trial. Hallelujah. And the so-called charge is that he is claiming, among other things, to be a king. And then they had this conversation here, and Jesus said, "If my kingdom was of this world, then would my followers fight?" And of course, Pilate's response was, "Oh, you admit you're a king," in terms of trying to prosecute him. But he was talking about, hallelujah, he's trying to talk to Pilate in his own realm of being a carnal person and letting him know that he had a kingdom that didn't fight like Pilate was used to people fighting. That they were not supposed to pick up swords, although Peter had a moment, but they were not supposed to fight, naturally speaking, but it was a different kind of kingdom, and there's a different kind of fight, praise God. And remember when Jesus was dealing with Mary and Martha was serving, and Mary was worshiping, and Martha, sounds like Martha's the big sister, but we don't know. And Martha said, make her help me. She's just chilling at your feet, Jesus. She's not doing any work. And then Jesus said, look, you burdened or encumbered with a lot of serving, but Mary has chosen the good part. Hallelujah. Keep that in your mind, good part. Hallelujah. Because the topic is the good fight. Praise the Lord. And then Paul picked it up on at least three occasions talking about the good fight. I read one from Timothy 6:10, and he just came out and said it. Fight the good fight. In 2 Timothy 4:6-7, I'm not going to read the whole passage. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Then again, Paul again talking to Timothy. 1 Timothy 1:18. Now, I'll read the King James, but I'll give you what other versions say. Paul is talking to Timothy. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest, by the prophecies, war a good warfare. Other translations say, fight a good fight. That word good there speaks of virtue. It speaks of valor. Hallelujah. It takes power, praise God, to fight, hallelujah, spiritually, while people are fighting you naturally. It takes power to speak kind words while people are talking crazy to you. The scripture says a soft word turneth away wrath, praise God. And somebody's going off on you, and they ask you a question like they did Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? And he just coolly and calmly said, that's what you say. It's a different kind of fight. At essence, it's fighting for the truth of the gospel. Jude picked it up and said that we are to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Praise the Lord. And we know, again through Paul, that we have available to us the whole armor of God in order to be properly dressed and attired and ready for the fight. It is a spiritual fight. It requires us to put our flesh under subjection, hallelujah, and to trust that God will help us and to follow the word. It tells us that we need to be faithful. It is the good fight of faith, praise God. Hallelujah. And this faith that we have, this truth that we have, the power of God's word that we have, allows us to fight, praise God, valiantly, with virtue, praise God. We don't have to fight like the world fights. We don't have to lie and cheat like the world cheats. We don't have to, praise the Lord, go behind people's back and fight like cowards, praise God. We can tell them the truth right to their face, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We came into this world as sinners, praise the Lord. And we serve a God who is holy, and he doesn't like sin very much. And there was blood shed on Calvary's tree that we might go before the Lord in peace, that we might get off death row, because the wages of sin is death. There is a fight going on in the spirit, praise God, hallelujah. There's a fight for your children. There's a fight for your community. There's a fight among your brothers and sisters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody, praise God, every now and then feels like giving up, but we have to fight on in the name of Jesus, and it is a good fight. Praise God. And God equips us for the fight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I wake up every morning, praise God, maybe tired in my body, maybe depleted in my spirit. Hallelujah. But the Lord says, boom, new mercy. Hallelujah. And I'm ready to fight one more time. Hallelujah. One more day. Praise God for Jesus. Praise the Lord. We can fight this fight. Praise the Lord. And he can get the glory out of our lives. Hallelujah. And we don't have to worry. Hallelujah. We don't have to stay up late at night trying to figure out this or figure out that. We just have to fight in the spirit. Praise God. Get in that prayer closet. Tell Jesus all about it. He already knows about it, but we got to put it in his hands. We got to show him that we trust him. We got to let him know that we are totally dependent on his power. Hallelujah. And no weapon, hallelujah, formed against us is able to prosper. Hallelujah. I don't care how difficult the fight gets. Praise God. The weapons, praise God, of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds. And we are able by God's grace through the anointing that comes with the Holy Ghost, praise God, to destroy the yokes, to obliterate the yokes, to disintegrate the yokes. Hallelujah. And sometimes we are empowered to disintegrate yokes, praise God, and we look up and our circumstances are exactly the same, but we got victory, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. We are not just set free, praise God. Set free means somebody opens the prison doors. We are made free. We are free before the prison doors open, praise God. We are free before the circumstances change. We are free in him. We got power in him. It's a good fight. It's the only kind of fight, hallelujah, that's ordained by the scripture. We are commissioned not to fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Praise the Lord. And if you have to fight a human being, the only one you should ever struggle and wrestle with is the person you look at in the mirror. Hallelujah. How you know that, Pastor? Hallelujah. Because the battle is still at the place of the skull. Hallelujah. When somebody gives up, it don't start because somebody did something to them physically. It starts because something is going on in their mind that's contrary to the word of God. Something in their mind has been attacked and afflicted and discouraged and bombarded, praise the Lord. And it started, and you might not believe this, but you got your own, the word cavalry means skull, hallelujah. You got your own private living cavalry. You got your own private living Golgotha. You got your own private living place of the skull, hallelujah. And many times that's where the battle is raised, praise God. And we have to go before the Lord and trust him, praise God, no matter what it looks like, hallelujah, no matter how defeated and tired you might be of the situation, how tired you're waiting on the God, hallelujah, to move, hallelujah, the mountain, praise God, hallelujah. But our God we serve allows us to have peace and victory before the mountain moves an inch, hallelujah. We've got power in the name of Jesus, praise God, to go forth in joy and in power, praise God. And the circumstances really don't matter, praise God. How can you say that, Pastor, that the circumstance doesn't matter? It doesn't matter because God has great power in our lives, praise God. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, praise God. And we need to stop petting ourselves up and get in that prayer garment and call on the name of the Lord and believe that what he said is true and that he will do exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask or think. Now, how does he do it? Through the power that works through us. Hallelujah. Fighting the good fight. Not giving up. Not bowing down to what it looked like. Praise God. Not listening to the negative stuff that comes in our head sometimes. And trusting that God is doing something out of our sight and that he's going to bring victory to his people because he delights to bless us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is a good fight. It's not like the world fights. It's a what we can fight this fight and have peace at the same time. We can fight this fight and have joy unspeakable and full of glory all at the same time. We can fight this fight, praise God, and love, hallelujah, the person that is in front of us in the role of an enemy, knowing that they are not our real enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we can praise the Lord. We can sing the Lord's song in a strange land, in a strange time, in a strange circumstance. And while we're hurting, we can praise him. Hallelujah. For real. We don't have to fake it till we make it. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the power of the Holy Ghost. I got real love. Hallelujah. I was reading in our men's prayer meeting the other night. And see, Brother Chip back there, he tricks me every men's meeting to get me to start doing a lot of talking. And I kind of talk, and then like 30 minutes later, but when I come to myself, and so, but I went to, when I went into this little dialogue the other night, I went to Mark. I want to get it exactly. I could try to quote it, but I want to get it exactly. I'm just going to read three verses, 12th chapter. And this was where the person was asking Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is likely, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. This scripture indicates from the mouth of Jesus Christ himself what the fight is all about. Hallelujah. Now, why would God's word tell us to love the God, thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, if there was not something competing for our hearts, for our souls, for our minds, and our strength? It is a battle to love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. It is a battle to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's a battle to love ourselves. Hallelujah. Which we got to do before we can love our neighbors as ourselves. Hallelujah. It's a battle, praise God, to forgive ourselves for the stuff we did when we felt short of the glory of the God. When we acted up. When we betrayed God. When we let our flesh, our anger, our lust, our attitude, our pride, hallelujah, have preeminence in our life. And sometimes it's hard. And sometimes it's not even our fault. Hallelujah. We've been put in a position. Sometimes even as children. Hallelujah. Where something happened to us. Something happened when Mephibosheth was a child. Hallelujah. And they got word that Mephibosheth's dad, Jonathan, and his granddaddy, Saul, were killed in the same day. There was a nurse carrying him, and this nurse dropped him. Hallelujah. And as a result of that, he was lame on his feet for the rest of his life. Sometimes it's not even your fault. Hallelujah. And somebody dropped you. Hallelujah. And you needed some help from God. to get to where he wanted to you. And while you're waiting on the Lord, somehow you got to learn how to fight the good fight and trust him. Hallelujah. You can't see the victory, but you trust him. Hallelujah. You don't know where you're going, but you know who you're following. And you know that there's help in him and that he's your only hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's a good fight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And after a while, when God gets ready, he'll send a messenger from the king. And in this case of the story of Mephibosheth, it was King David. And brought, he asked the question in the 9th chapter of 2 Samuel. Is there yet a descendant of Saul that I can do a kindness for Jonathan's sake? It wasn't even about Mephibosheth. Sometimes it's not even about you. Hallelujah. God will bless you because of who you affiliated with. God will bless you because your mama prayed. God will bless you because your grandmama and your uncle them prayed. Praise God. Hallelujah. It doesn't even have to tie directly to you. But God will not forget you. God will hear all the cries and the prayers of the people that love you. And there were prayers when you were a child that your mama prayed you didn't know anything about. Praise God. And then after a while, the king decides to send for you. The king decides to minister to you. The king decides to have fellowship with you. The king decides to bring you to the table. The king decides, hallelujah, to make provision for you. The king decides to take care of you in spite of the fact that you are lame. In spite of the fact that you've been crippled by something that wasn't your fault. Despite the fact, hallelujah, there's trouble in your life. Despite the fact that you're in a situation you don't know how to get out of. Hallelujah. Despite the fact you may be in a place of no communication like Lodibar where, hallelujah, Mephibosheth was. But that wasn't his destiny. God has something bigger and better for him. Hallelujah. Well, we got to learn how to fight when it looks bad. Fight when we don't know what to do. Trust in the Lord and go to the prayer closet and say, Lord, hallelujah, I don't know. I've had this prayer many times. Lord, I don't even know what you're doing. Hallelujah. But I trust you. I trust you. Show me how to do something that glorifies you while I'm waiting for my change to come. Show me, hallelujah, to lift you up in the midst of trouble. Show me, Lord, hallelujah, to fight this good fight. Show me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to see by faith what I can't see in my natural eyes. Oh, Lord, give me a scripture. Hallelujah. Let that scripture be my lifeline. Hallelujah. If somebody needs a healing, get you a scripture. Hallelujah. By his stripes, you are, not will be, are healed. Hallelujah. And get a hold of that scripture. Get that scripture down in your spirit. Praise God. And when you don't see anything, when you're hurting and your body's racked with pain, hallelujah, fight the good fight in the prayer closet and say, Lord, your word says. Hallelujah. Lord, your word says. You are a faithful God. Hallelujah. And whatever you do, whatever your will is concerning this situation, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to fight the good fight. Somebody going to see me. Somebody going to believe me. Hallelujah. That I'm trusted in you. Hallelujah. And you might use me. Praise God. In my circumstances that might not be ideal. Hallelujah. To bless and deliver somebody else. Praise God. And if that is what you want, Lord. Hallelujah. That's okay with me. I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to depend on you. I'm going to love on you, Lord. I'm going to call on your name. I'm going to believe that, hallelujah, you're going to do just what your word says. Hallelujah. And I'm not worried no more. Hallelujah. Because I casted my cares on you. I know you care for me. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. And I'm still going to fight. There's still some fight. Hallelujah. When you're on your last physical leg, hallelujah, when everybody has worked every nerve you got in your body, you can still call on the name of the Lord. Well, you know what they used to say? If I can't say a word, I'm going to wave my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our God Hallelujah, who can read our minds, who knows our heart, can interpret what that wave means. The people around you don't know what it means. It ain't for them. Hallelujah. That praise is, as I said in my prayer, my hallelujah belongs to him. Hallelujah. Some things are between me and God. Some things are between you and God. Hallelujah. I'm blessed to have a wife. We've been married 46 years. Hallelujah. We do a lot of stuff together. We pray together. We break bread together. I don't know how many meals we done had together. Hallelujah. I don't know how many tears we have shed together. Praise God. But there's some things that are between me and God. There's some things that are between her and God. Hallelujah. And she can tell me about it, and it'll go right by me. She'll tell God, and it'll land. Hallelujah. You'll know exactly what he thought about. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to get with somebody that cares something about you? Hallelujah. That knows you so well. Hallelujah. That there's no misunderstanding between you and God. Hallelujah. Me and Renita, we love each other. We don't even hardly even disagree. Hallelujah. We don't fight. Hallelujah. But then we have some misunderstandings out there. Praise the Lord. Usually my fault. Hallelujah. Why? I'm a guy. Hallelujah. I'll say something I shouldn't say. Praise the Lord. And God will help us and we'll get it worked out. But all the while I'm talking to God, all the while, praise God, I'm having a conversation with God. All the while I'm telling the Lord all about it. All the while I'm pouring out some quiet needs. Hallelujah. Some non-public stuff to the Lord. Asking for victory. Hallelujah. And sometimes the fight takes a while. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said earlier, to the extent that you ever have to fight with a human being, please make sure it's only the person in the mirror. And that it's through examination. Hallelujah. You know, Jacob wrestled with an angel all night long. He actually physically wrestled with an angel all night long. But when I was a little boy, I get in a fight with another little boy, it'd take about 10 minutes. And somebody gonna win, maybe 5, maybe 3. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because maybe that little boy picked on the wrong kid that day. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I had my Wheaties that morning. It wouldn't go last all night long, I tell you that. Hallelujah. And so when you read that it took all night long, he was fighting with an angel, but it signifies him fighting with someone of equal strength, fighting with himself. How he tricked his brother Esau, how he tricked his blind daddy Isaac. Hallelujah. How he tried to play games with Uncle Laban, but Uncle Laban was a little slicker than he was. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're fighting with someone of equal strength, and that's why the fight takes so long. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But it's a good fight. It's a good fight. Naturally speaking, as a little boy, I had a lot of fights. There were some times when people would actually try to put their hands on me. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it'd be over words. There were two areas where I would fight. I'm not bragging on it. I'm not proud of it. But facts is facts, right? Say something about my mama. Then it's time to throw down, you know. You might as well be ready for it. And say something about my complexion. Because I go downtown and be called the N-word. And come back to my own neighborhood and be called all kinds of things. Because my complexion, which I didn't have anything to do with, was my complexion. And I didn't play that. And word got out. Unless you read the fight, don't call them these categories of names. Hallelujah. And I had my share of bloody noses, this and that. Went to, and then the worst injuries I ever had was with nobody else around. Not in the fights. The worst injuries were, I'm running on a wall, going to the store. A wall, not the sidewalk that was right there. 8, 9 years old, I think it's more fun to run on the wall. Fell off the wall, hit my head. By the time I got home, my forehead was swollen out the hill, both eyes black, praise the Lord. Didn't go to hospital, didn't take me to hospital. Why? I wasn't bleeding. But there were times when I was bleeding. One Easter when I was 4 years old, I was jumping around from bed to bed, fell off the bed, hit my head on the corner of a metal chest, and they took me to the hospital. I still got a scar somewhere in here, in my head. Other times running from porch to porch, it's raining outside. Did you hear me? It's raining outside. I'm 4 or 5 years old. I'm running from porch to porch. It should be in the house. Well, I slipped and hit my mouth on the concrete floor. And again, you know, wasn't no sirens. Wasn't no ambulance. It was riding in the back of a Bill's cab to the Mercy. That's what happened when you bow. You get, especially if one of your mom's cousin drives for Bill's cab. What I'm saying, sometimes our worst wounds are self-inflicted. Some of our worst mistakes are the mistakes we made where we really can't blame anybody else. And then there are times when the betrayals, the mistreatment, the lack of concern, the not being loved well, and all that would get us. But through it all, Sister Nia, my friend back there, we just have to fight the good fight. We want to fight the bad fight, right? Something that my kid calls us to get a case. We want to get them cussed out, right? Something in us wants to do. Sometimes the Preston Taylor Project starts bubbling up in me and say, let me in, coach, let me in, coach. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is we got to fight the good fight. Hallelujah. A fight that honors God. A fight that shows that we're part of a kingdom. Hallelujah. That cannot be shaken. A kingdom, hallelujah, praise God, established through blood. And a kingdom established through the love of God shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Ghost. A kingdom, praise God, hallelujah, that gives us victory while we're waiting. Victory when the prison doors are still shut. Victory, hallelujah, while we're still hurting. A praise in the midnight hour. Like Paul and Silas in jail. Hallelujah. They were free inside the jail. They had been made free inside the jail before the earthquake and before the bars, the doors were open. Hallelujah. God wants us to fight the good fight. And the question is, do you have that testimony? Do you have the testimony like Paul did when he said, I have fought the good fight? Do you have the testimony, hallelujah, that you have surrendered all to the Lord and trusted him for the victory? Do you have the testimony that the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, is with you because you have drawn near to him and he has drawn near to you and that you're walking with Jesus? One of the best things, one of the best phrases in the Bible to me is that we get to walk with Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Not walking in our pain, not walking in our dysfunction, not walking in what we did wrong, not walking in what somebody did to us, praise God, even though it may very well be true. I can walk with Jesus. I can fight the good fight every day of my life. I can praise him every day of my life. because this is indeed the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And we have to get that down in our spirit, no matter how the day is going. Hallelujah. And sometimes we get to the end of the day, we got a lot of things to do, we got a lot of activities, praise God, and maybe some of it remains undone. Hallelujah. And we get before the Lord. Hallelujah. And we say, well, Lord, I tried to accomplish this and that today. Hallelujah. Where did the day go? But Lord, hallelujah, I trust you. I bless you. Hallelujah. I know that you will redeem the time. I know, praise God, hallelujah, that you will bless me. I know, hallelujah, that you got me. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, I don't know what to do about X. I don't know what to do about Y. Praise God. But I know, hallelujah, that if I give it to you, praise God, you will give me peace, hallelujah, that don't even make sense. You will give me peace that passes understanding. You will give me peace that people looking on can't figure out. And you will give me joy, hallelujah, praise God. Joy, hallelujah, praise God. Joy, hallelujah, in spite of. Joy for my day. Joy for my morning. Joy for the noonday. Joy in the evening time. Just, oh, hallelujah, joy when I don't know what to do. Joy, praise God, when my body is aching. Joy when my heart is aching. Joy, hallelujah, when we see loved ones, hallelujah, sick and frail, and we don't have the power, but hallelujah, we can give it to somebody that knows how to do something about it, praise God, and who can steal our hearts and give us some peace, even in the midst of trouble, hallelujah. It's a good fight, saints. It's a good fight, praise God. It's a good life, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. And we just have to choose the good part and choose to pray, to go at the feet of Jesus, hallelujah, and not trying to work everything out ourselves, praise God, and not be cumbered or burdened, hallelujah, with all kind of activity, but just trusting and fighting. How do you know when to fight? Well, you feel that little thing of jealousy coming on. It's time to fight. You feeling that little bit of like being down or depressed and stranded and abandoned and all that, it's time to fight then. You feeling, praise God, hallelujah, maybe even some shame, hallelujah, over something you did or somebody did to you, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, it's time to fight. And if you don't know when to fight, hallelujah, when you get up in the morning out of the bed, it's time to fight. When you go to bed at night, your mind is racing, can't go to sleep, it's time to fight. But it's a good fight. It's a fight that gives you peace. It's a fight, hallelujah, that gives you insight onto how to deal with what you're dealing with. Hallelujah. But while you're waiting on the Lord to fix something, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a way, hallelujah, of putting yourself on the altar, praise God. Hallelujah, and say, here I am, hallelujah. Go ahead and bring your word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword, and do some Holy Ghost surgery on me, hallelujah, because I don't want to feel this way no more, Lord, hallelujah. I need you to deal with me right now, praise God, and give me the words to say to this situation. Show me how to speak to the mountain. Show me how to speak to the Goliath. Show me how to speak to the situation I can't fix, hallelujah. And Lord, hallelujah, give me the strength and the determination to fight the good fight. A fight that glorifies you, Lord. A fight, praise God, that deals with spiritual, eternal, lasting things. Hallelujah. And all God's people said, all God's people said, hallelujah.